The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
We begin today's daf on Samech Dalet Amud Bet, and we are starting on the bottom line. We're in the sugya that we've been talking about over here, Eiger Toshav, which, at least according to all opinions, at least he's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's a Ger Toshav, lives in Eretz Israel, let's say, and he accepted upon himself no Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says a story. Rav Yehuda Shadal Lekurbena Leabidarna Beyom Edam. Abidarna was a goy. On the holiday of the goyim, the rabbi, Rav Yehuda, sent him an animal. Amar, he said, Yadana be de lo palach la avodat kochavim. I know this guy, he's a Ger Toshav. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. We learned earlier in the beginning of the Masechet, you cannot send an animal to the goyim close to the holiday, because they're going to come along and praise the Avodah Zarah. Close to the Edam. But this rabbi sent it to this goy on the holiday. He was not worried about him praising the Avodah Zarah, because he didn't worship the Avodah Zarah. Amal Rabbi Yosef Batanya, Ezu Ger Toshav, Kosh Kebel Alav Befnei Gimal Haverim, Shol Avodah Chavim. Oh, he said this guy's not a Ger Toshav. He didn't accept it in front of three Tamid Achamim. The only way we said a Ger Toshav is a Ger Toshav, he's got to officially accept not to worship Avodah Zarah in front of three rabbis. This guy didn't do that. So what do you get? You send him a Korban. That's only that we have a mitzvah to sustain him. If he went in front of three rabbis, then already we have an obligation to sustain him, just like we have an obligation to sustain Jewish people, to give them parnasah. However, if he doesn't go in front of three, we might not have an obligation to sustain him, but I know he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. I know he's a good guy, so if I have no problem to send him the animal on the holiday. We have a rule. Ger Toshav, if he doesn't convert within 12 months, so then already we consider him like a mean. He goes back to the status of Oved Avodah Zarah. So it sounds like this guy over here, who was past 12 months, he didn't convert. So therefore, the Chaura shouldn't be better than a Ger Toshav. Which means, because a Ger Toshav's got 12 months and then we consider him like Oved Kochavim again, because he's not serious, he didn't convert. So to this guy also, maybe he didn't convert, so therefore he's a problem. That's because the case is talking about over there. He accepted upon himself to circumcise himself. He accepted he's going to do it. So once he doesn't do it, then we say, probably he went back to his old ways. But this guy never accepted upon himself to do anything. He just accepted upon himself to do Avodah Zarah. But when a guy gives a pledge to be mal, and he doesn't, after 12 months, then we already have to suspect that he went back to his Avodah Zarah ways. But this guy never gave any commitment. This guy's Tama. He's the rabbi's side. All the guys, good guy. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So if I could send him an animal next on his holiday. So Gemara says another story. Rava Amtile Korbena Le Bar Sheshach. It was a goy called Bar Sheshach. He sent him a Korban, a gift, Beyom Edam, on their holiday. Amal Yadan Abed Lo Palach La Avodat Chavim. So I know this guy, Bar Sheshach, he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Azal, so Rava went, Ashkehed Yativ Ad Savare Bevarza. He was sitting in a bath, all with roses, up to his neck, with roses all over the place. V'kayman Zonot Arumot Kameh. And Zonot, undressed, was standing all around him. So Bar Sheshach tells the rabbi, he says, do you have Olam Abba like this? This is your Olam Abba as pleasurable as this? He's sitting in a rose bath with the zonot. Didan Adifa Tafe Mehai. So the rabbi says, our Olam Abba is more pleasurable than this. Amale Tefe Mehai Mihava. Could it get better than this? He said, what can be better than this? This is the mentality of Bar Sheshach. The Ta'avot Olam Hazeh. Okay, you can't understand that there's a spiritual ana'ah that could be even higher. Amar leis, I'll tell you. Atun ika alaychu imtad malchuta. You, with all your pleasures of me, you're still scared of the government. You're still scared of the king. The king can still hurt you. So your pleasure is not complete. Anan lo tebe'alan imtad malchuta. But we don't have emat ha-melech, which means, in Olam Abba, on the contrary, the emat ha-melech doesn't scare us. The more emat ha-melech we have, the more pleasurable it is. That's our whole hana'ah, is that we have the fear of the king. To you, you have your hana'ah, but you know, in the back of your mind, you know the government can do something to you. To us, it's the type of pleasure that we have, that the more emat ha-melech that we have, the more hana'ah we have. The Yirat Shamayim gives us the greatest pleasure, that we're connecting ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that our hana'ah is much greater. He said, I don't have any government concerns. I'm not scared of the government. Anyway, as they were talking, a certain messenger from the king came to the bathhouse. He says, get up. Now the king needs you for service. They see he got interrupted in his hana'ah. When he got up and left, he realized the rabbi was right. The eyes that want to say, oh, look at you Jewish people in a bad way, should break, should explode. So the Rabbi said, amen. Anybody that looks at you in the wrong ways should go blind. So the Rabbi said, amen. What happened? His own eye went busted, blew up. Yeah. He says he blessed him because he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he listens to whatever you say. You said the government is going to get me, and sure enough, the government came and got me. He says, anybody that wants to do bad to you should get punished. So the Mefarshim explained, Bar Sheshach, even though he didn't do anything bad to Klai Yisrael, but just the fact that he compared his lowly Ta'avot to Olam Abba, that already is speaking negative about the Klai Yisrael. As if to say that that's what Olam Abba is, something that can be attained in this world. So it was a derogatory thing to say about Klai Yisrael. So therefore, when he cursed, he didn't intend to curse himself. But he said, anybody that says something bad about Klai Yisrael should be blinded. And he said, Amen, the rabbi, and it happened. Amar Pepe. So the Pepe just says, Ibe'ele le memra le mehaikera. Rabbi should have told Bar Sheshach from a pasuk to show how great our Olam Abba is. Benot melachim bekirutecha nesema shegal yiminecha beketem ofir. Benot melachim, the princesses bekirutecha, they're going to serve you. Which means in Olam Abba we're not going to be served by lowly zonot. In Olam Abba, benot melachim bekirutecha, we're going to be served by benot melachim, by hashuvim. It's a higher level of simcha, of kavod. Bekinutecha minasun yekar vechavod. Benot melachim techem bedinat Yisrael. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Avele lememra lei, should have told him another pasuk. Me'aka ayin lo ra'ata elu zotecha yasim hakelo secharo la'asot em. Okay, I'm finished. Ayin lo ra'ata. No eye ever can see and fathom the reward that God has destined for the tzaddikim. Which means, we don't even know how great the reward is. I know that. Nobody ever saw it. Nobody can quantify it. Only those that are, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zulati, Zulatecha. I know that. Zulatecha Yasim Hakim. To those that anticipate God, only God knows the reward he's going to get for them. So obviously our reward is on a much higher level. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. Secharo La'asot Imu Melecha Acheret. What do we say in the Mishnah? Yayin Esek is Asur. To work for Yayin Esek is also Asur. The money is Asur. But let's say the Goy hires you to do other work. Right? And in the interim, he tells you, move these barrels of Yayin Esek from over there to over there. So we say, Scharo Mutar. That then the wages are okay, because he didn't hire him for Yayin Esek. That was a stam, the extra job. So the Gemara wants to analyze this. What do you mean? Bottom line, he's doing work for the Yayin Esek. דינו אמלא לתותי ערב. What's a tutei ערב? We have a law like this. Worker. You have to pay him by sunset, let's say. Once sunset comes, a tutei ערב, so now you're obligated to pay. So I would understand the Mishnah like this. If I was reading the Mishnah like this, I would say, when did the goy tell him to move the Yayin Nesich? After sunset. Which means, already his work day is finished, he's getting paid already, sunset already, it's the end of the work day. So whatever he's getting paid for is for the day before. So the night was past his job, let's say, he doesn't go do something, so he's not getting an hour from it. He's not getting paid for that. Mishnah says, no. Even if he told him to move the wine before sunset. Before sunset, it's still in his wages. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi, right after they get wide, narrow. Now, Fagab, the Avarat Habit, lo li'aytu te'erev, la'achat shil Islam, kozeh man sechan pe'olato, ila kodem ikbaz mizkhiruto, amar lo habit shil yayin nesech, ketari man yitzchiru mutar. Bitmiha, resisting a question. Va'afilu, kodem, etu te'erev, even if he tells to move the barrel before sunset, hare, that's in his wages. Would mean he has looked at the point. Guy who is a worker. Would eat to the end of a bandu Amir Habit Shalayin is Makom the Makom, Secharo Mutar. And he tells him after sunset, move a barrel of Yayin Isich. Oh, then Secharo Mutar. However, Tamad Amal into the end. That's only because he told him after sunset. In Kole Yuma, no. But the rest of the day, no. What's the logic? I explained to you already. His salary is cut already. That's your own salary. So whatever he's doing after hours is doing it for free. So therefore, we don't say, oh, you're getting paid. The money that you got paid is to move the Yayin Nesich. It's not. The money I'm getting paid already, whatever I did until sunset. So therefore, after sunset, I can move the barrels. But Amishtah saying, Amishtah's mashma doesn't matter what time. Amishtah didn't give a chiduk. So what's the explanation? That's how Mishnah. Mishnah is talking about that also. Learn the Mishnah. It's talking about where the guy to move the barrel after sunset. So therefore, whatever his wages was, he gets. And after sunset, he will move the barrel. There was no problem. That's one answer. Rav Amar la kashya. Had Amar la aveli me'ah chaviyot b'me'ah perutot. One case is talking about move 100 barrels. With 100 for 100 pirutot. Hadama la'avidi habit habit befruta. And the other case, talking about, move me each barrel for a piruta. What's the two of the cases? The guy says to his worker, move me 100 barrels for 100 pirutot. So that means it's all connected. He doesn't get paid until he moves all 100 barrels. Because if he moved 100, he gets 100 pirutot. It's not one each. It's 100 per barrel, you get 100 pirutot. Well, so now, when he comes and moves the Yayin Nesech barrel, it comes out that he's getting paid in the 100 for the Yayin Nesech. Because if you wouldn't have moved the Yayin Nesech, you don't get paid. Oh, that's why it says you can only pay him, or you can only tell him to do it after sunset, after hours. Because the deal is, if it's 100, if the way the guy's getting hired, there's 100 barrels, 100 pirutot, it's all it's all included. Therefore, he moves the barrel, he doesn't get paid anything yet. So until you move the 100, then I pay you the 100. So if he's going to move during the workday a Yayin Nesich barrel, so in the 100 pirutot that he's getting paid, it's because he moved the Yayin Nesich barrel. That's what's going to be after hours. Now Sheikin and now Mishnah, it's talking about during hours, where he told him, move each barrel, you get a pirutah. Good. So now the guy moves 100 barrels. He gives him 100 pirutot. Oh, two of them were Yayin Nesich. Okay, so take two pirutot, throw them to Yem HaMelech. Then they have 98. It doesn't all say the other 98. Because each barrel is on his own. You understand? Each barrel stands on his own. So therefore, you're right. I found that, oh, he maybe moved two barrels of Yayin Nesich. Good. Don't have enough of those two pirutot. But it's not going to say the entire paycheck. Look at that sheet. Rava says the Mishnah is talking about you're paying him before sunset. Lakasha. Matniti de ketani mutar kigona abedi habit befruta. Move each barrel for a peruta. Venemset habit shel yayin nesek benehem. And it turned out there was a yayin nesek amongst them. What do you do? Shdi peruta lenara. Take the perutav liyaneh, sich throw into nahar. Inameh lo shekil miyad over the chorim. Don't take that payment. No, tell him, give me 98 coins instead of 100. Don't take it. The inak mishtekru, but the rest of the money he can take. Da lo shiach shekaru sekarahu habib ba the inak. They're not connected. The habiyot. The kol chada kinyan igrabe penafsha. Each one is a separate kinyan. ובראיתה, דחילו אמר לי, אתו תערב, ואה מכוס חלו עשו ריגון, דאמר לי, העבר כוף חמיות, בכוף פנותות, וכל כמה דלו, עבירו לנכון, until he moves all the barrels, לא יעיב למידי, he doesn't get anything. Therefore, what, תלכה כולה אגלה שיחבא. Therefore, all the money is תלוי על יאי נסך. Therefore, because one of the 100 he moved was יאי נסך, now he gets paid 100. That's all that's חז עשו. That's why you can only pay him after hours. Because now the deal is done, and now whatever he's doing is after hours, if it's not considered part of his sakhar. Okay, Mishnah continue. Zocher tachamor l'avi alei yayinis chuskaro asur. Okay, the second case of Mishnah was a similar case. Guy hires a hamor to carry yayinisich. Oh, so the guy is getting paid to transport yayinisich. Money's asur. But we said, if he pays him if he hires him for something else, and Goy puts some of his jugs of Yai Nesek on the Hamor's back, then we say that it's okay. So the Gemara says, Hatu Lamadi, Hainu Resha. First of all, the second case is like the first case. What's the difference between you hire a worker to move barrels, Sekharu Asur, or you hire a donkey to transport barrels, Sekharu Asur? It's the same concept. You cannot, the wages for your so working for Yain Nesek is Asur. So he says, Sefer Esterich Aleh, Sechara Lishev Aleh, Afapi Sheniya, Ovet Chavim Neginu Aleh, Ascharo Mutar. You're right, you don't need it for the first case, you need it for the second case. The Hadush in the second case, even though he hired the donkey to ride, so since he hired the donkey to ride, even if the goy put his jugs of Yai Nesek on the Chamor, it's Mutar. Because since he hired him for a different purpose. That's a Hadush. That was not the first case. You're right, if you hired the Hamor guy to transport the Yai Nesek, but that's Chamor Asud. That's no different than hiring a worker to transport the barrels of the Yai Nesek. The Hadush in the Heter, that if you hired the Hamor for riding purposes, then the guy could put his barrels on there. So Yabara says, look at that. She said, "Fight study chale." The shmeila de igra lav alagin mekabelle shmeshal. The money he's getting, we say, is not for the barrels that he put on the back of the hamor. It's for the other for the riding that he's getting paid for. But I says, "Lememra de lagin lav dinahu leutbe." Oh, he says like this. You mean to tell me lagino is it's not a barrel. It's a jug. A jug of wine, a smaller thing. You don't put habit on the barrel, on the donkey, you put a lagin. So Gemara says, lememra de lagin. Do you mean to tell me that what? De lagin, lav dinau le otube. You're telling me that it's, the socher does not have rights to put it on the donkey? And therefore, since he doesn't have rights to put it on the donkey, so therefore, that's not what I'm getting paid for. Since you hired me to ride, therefore, since he doesn't have rights to put it on the donkey, well, that's not part of the job. So therefore, I'm not getting paid from this item. Is that what you're telling me? He says, not so. What do you mean? We have a contradiction. What do you mean? He has socher et hahamor. A guy, let's say, rents a donkey. Socher maniach alea kesuto. The socher, the renter, is able to put on the back of the donkey his clothes. Veleginato. Leginato is his jugs of wine. So mizonotav shel oto aderech. And not only that, he can put on the donkey the mizonot that he needs for the road. The animal has to eat. And the guy who's taking the donkey is able to put the mizonot on. What's the case? Look at that she. That she says, shel oto aderech. Afilu humala gimal yamin. The Gino, I want to get the one before that. Shel Yain Nesek, Lav Darkel Utve. Oh, since it's not the derech to put the yayin nesach on the back, he'll get igra lav aleka mechametayim. We thought, now, since it's not the derech to put it on the back, so the money that's getting paid is not for that item. You want us, it's not so. You want us, if you hire a sukhret tahamur, and with the hamur, you get the driver, the hamar. Okay, you get the, so you, again, I'm hiring a hamar, a donkey driver, what comes with the donkey, obviously, right? So what's the deen? It says like this. Sukhir, the renter, what does he get? So it says, he could put his clothes on the donkey, and he's able to put, it's a Jewish hamar, and he could put, the goy could put his, what do you call it on it? His yayin nesach, on the back of the donkey. Umizunotav shil oto aderech. And his mizonot he could put on the donkey. Even if, let's say, they're traveling for 3 days or more, they're able to put the load of 3 days of food on the back of the donkey. So it's a heavy load. Mikan ba'ilach hamar me'akev anav. More than that, which means, if he wants to put more stuff on the back of the donkey, the Jewish hamar can tell him enough. So that's what you get. When you get a donkey, you get to put your clothes on it, you get to put your yayin nesach on it, and you get 3 days of food. Okay? Now, hamar, he's hiring it to ride, to transport it, to ride, to himself. So with that comes clothes and 3 days of for food. It says that part. It says the Girudav. He has a right to put his yayin on it. This is John's. For us, we're going to say it's yayin nesach. Now, what about the donkey driver? Could the donkey driver stop him? Yeah, more than 3 days of food, he could tell us too much. Now, furthermore, hamar the hamar also has a right to put on the back of the donkey the food that he needs for the donkey for that day. Seorim, barley, and stuff like that. More than that, the sukhir can say, you're right there, enough, huh? You're filling up the donkey with all this stuff. So the donkey gets 1 day's of food. And the renter gets 3 days of food and his jugs and all that other stuff. Okay? So what do you see from over here? You can put it. Oh, so if you can put it, that's part of his wages then. Hire the donkey driver. Right? So we said you hire him for riding purposes. We said in the Mishnah, if he puts his yayin nesach on the back, scharo mutar. So we said, scharo mutar must be, because you really don't have a right to do that. So you're really not getting paid for that, because that's not really included. But you see, clearly it is included. So if it's included, so he's getting paid for that. Well, so therefore, the scharo should be asur. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Nihid Lagin Dinau Le'utveh. Yes, it is the deen that the goy can't put his lagin on the back of the animal. However, Mia Ilo Motiv Le, Mia Amrin Nihid Agrad Lagin Ato. Let's say he doesn't put the jugs on the back of the animal. Does he deduct from the price? No. So therefore, since he doesn't deduct from the price, the money that he's getting is not for that. Which means, you're right. Does a goy have a right to put lagin on the back of the animal when he hired him for riding? Yes, of course. So then when the goy did it and he gets and he's paying the hamar, there's yayin nesach money in there. There's no yayin nesach. What's the ayah? Because if he doesn't do it, let's say he rented it for $100, you say, well, I didn't put my jugs on it, so I'm paying only $99. No, he's still paying the same $100. So therefore, he's getting $100 regardless. So therefore, the fact that he's able to put the yayin, not going to pay for the yayin. It's not a problem. Okay. Look at Rashi. Mi amrin al leda haman nechile pachot noschar al lagin? Do you tell him subtract because I didn't use my lagin privileges? Since you don't deduct. Just like you don't deduct, you don't add either. And therefore it's not considered the part of the price that he's getting. Therefore it's mutar. Okay, go one more point. Yabara says, okay, now, Stam, once we discussed about the rates of how you hire a donkey driver, the Yabara wants to analyze. We said a rule like this. The worker could put 1 day's of food on the back without the renter complaining, stopping you. And the renter could put 3 days of food on the back without the hamor guy claiming against him. Okay? So Gemara now says, what's exactly the case? What's the case? And they're traveling. They're going from one city to another city to another city. If, let's say, it's Shkiyah al-Mizban, in the city that they're getting to, there's markets that they can buy food over there. So, Hamar Namel Akif. So, which means, let the Hamar Ma'akif the Sukhir. He's telling him 3 days. Why 3 days? Let him only put 1 day's worth. Because every day you get into another city, you'll get food in the next city. If there's food available at every station stop, so let the Hamar block the Sukhir from putting 3 days on. Now, the Iloshki Yahna Mizban, if there's no food at the station stops, Sukhir Namelo Da'akiv. So then the Sukhir shouldn't be able to stop the donkey driver from putting on more than 1 day. Let him put as much as he wants. He's got to feed his animals. If there's food available, they shouldn't put any food. And if there's no food available, then he should be allowed to put as much as he wants. You want to answer, Amar Papa, Lo Tzericha, the case with the Shkiyah, Lemitrach ul Mizban, Me'avna le'avna. Hamar darke Lemitrach ul Mizban. So Chilav darke Lemitrach ul Mizban. There is food at the stops. It's not so readily available. It's a terha to go. You check into the hotel at night. Now you got to go out at night and matriya yourself to go get the food. Oh. So it's not easily readily available. You just pull into the place during the day and the market is open during the day to get food. If that was the case, you're right. Then everybody can be ma'akev on each other. They would know when they check into the hotel at night. And what happens at night? Now the guy's got to go out and look for their food. It's not the derech of a sukhir to be matriach himself when he gets to the lodge at night to go start looking for food. So therefore, even though there is food available, but since it's ayidit terha, the sukhir can put 3 days of food on the back, and the hamar cannot tell him, oh, well, when we get there, you'll go. I don't go shopping when I get to the town. I go to sleep. It's the derech of the hamar to, when he gets to the hotel, to go buy provisions. So therefore, the sukhir can tell him, listen, I'll give you 1 day's food on the back just so the animal doesn't die. But not more than that. When you get to the town, so when I go to sleep, you'll go buy food. So therefore, since it's the derech of the hamar to go shopping, it's not the derech of the renter. So therefore, each one can be ma'akev on themselves. Gemara tells a story. Abu Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika, the father of the rabbi. Haba Shafik Lu Hamra Le'Ovet Kuchavim. Now listen to the story. What did he do? He would sell wine to Ovet Kuchavim. How would he sell the wine? He would take, he had a barrel. He was a wine seller. He had the wine, the barrel. The goy would bring his sack, whatever he was, to collect the wine, and the rabbi would pour the wine into the goy's jugs, let's say, yeah, flasks. Okay, good. That's what he did. The azil ma'abadu ma'abra. And after that, he was in charge of the ferry, so he would give them a ferry ride over the river to the other side. Okay. The abudik gulfe ba'agra. And he would get paid, the goy would give him the barrel. The normal rule was, with the wine, you get the barrel. So the goy now owns the barrel. So for giving him the service of ferrying him over the river, the goy would give back the rabbi the barrel as his payment. He would get to keep the barrel, let's say. Oh, so what did they do? So they told on him. They went to Abaye. They said, well, this is rabbi, he's getting paid for Yai Nesech. He's getting paid for... For Yisurim over here. For Yain Shal Yisur. It's really not Yain Nesek. It's his wine. It's his wine. But the problem is, once you pour it into the goy's item, so then it becomes Yisur. Once you pour it in. So at what stage does it really leave his Yisur and go into the goy's Yisur? Anyway, they felt, the people that went to Spital Abaye, they felt he's transacting with Yisur. The Torah says, "Atu b'amru le'abaye, amadu ki katarah, betera katarah." It's yain shel eter. when does the wine become asur? The wine doesn't become asur till it hits the bottom of the barrel of the green. In the air, there's no isur. So therefore, when it hits the barrel, it's already out of his reshut. The tirha is just in the pouring. The pouring going in the airspace of the barrel. When does it become asur? Only after when it hits the bottom of the goy's barrel. So therefore, he wanted to say he's not doing anything wrong. He says, "Hanidbano ked b'shitut shema shamar nashi shayin neesar kishmegin atachtit anodot hu mishum shayin bolay atam yai neesar shayinutum benodot." You have to say that. You have to say that it was yayin neesar in the bottom of the barrels of the goyim. So therefore, when the wine hit the bottom, it was bolay. That's what you have to say. Otherwise, what's the issue? So it hits the bottom of the barrel of the goyim. What's the issue with that? Oh, so maybe it was full where it doesn't shake. Okay, good. So the Ritban is learning in the Nashi, it hit the bottom of the barrel and it got mixed up. But in the Kech Makshe Ritban, Shari Isu La'asot Melacha B'yayin Nisi Badak Tegu B'yayin Asu B'hana'a V'alu Ha'alacha K'achem Yisru Shiyayin Shiyisrael Shinevla Botam Yayin Nesech Enu Asu Le'bishtiyah V'lo B'hana'a. The only problem is, this Yayin, you know, it was Balua. The Yayin Nesek of the goy was Balua in his casks. When Yayin Nesek of the Balua goes into Yayin Shel Yisrael, it doesn't osir b'hana'ah. So therefore the Dvar Zishkin on Nashi, so what? Why would there be even a question against what the rabbi did?
B'chmat kushya zu matziyah Dvar Pirush Shaha b'gemara.
Ola ma'aram b'vashkar Nashi u'sharadot shalom b'tukhim k'edik b'tukhim mayat Yayin Nesek. He learns the ma'aram. No, there was Yayin Nesek on the bottom. It wasn't Balua. There was little Yayin Nesek on the bottom. So the rabbi came to the rabbis. They came to Abaye, huh? The rabbi's dealing with Yayin Nesek. He's over there. He's getting Hana'ah. He says, no. When he's Toreya, what is he Toreya? He's turning over his barrel. It goes into the airspace. It doesn't become a suit until it hits the bottom of the barrel. The harot sebeki yumo. Delon nitz taruzike. Okay, you're right. Now he puts it into the barrel, the barrel of the goyim. He doesn't want this jug of the goy to break. Why? Because he wants to get paid for transporting it. If it breaks, then the goy doesn't need to transport it, and he loses his barrel, the rabbi. So he's rutzim b'kiyumo. You're right. You want to tell me the pouring is no issue. Okay, good. Now he poured it. It wasn't finished. Now, come on, I'll give you a ferry ride. He wants those things to remain intact until he takes them over the ferry in order to get his barrel. So it's specific to you all. He wants it. Ah, yeah, when you want it, also has to want the Avodah Zarah, the Yayin Nesek. He only gets the barrel if this doesn't crack.
I don't care about the wine that's in
it. Of course he cares. What do you mean? If the barrel... The wine is in the goy's jugs. If this jug breaks, he's not getting his barrel. Nothing to transport. That's right. So then what's the same? What's
the same?
If his
skin breaks,
he has to use the barrel to save it. It's his barrel. So he's not going to get it paid. It's the goy's barrel. The goy owns the barrel. What do you mean? It's a schar. It's just a reward. I'm getting paid. Instead of saying it $20, you know what? The barrel is the goy's. Yeah, keep the barrel. So the rabbi wanted the barrel. So how does he get the barrel? You know what? Free ferry ride over the thing over there. So now if he pulls it in, the pouring is not a problem. It doesn't become as soon as it gets to the bottom, and therefore it's betir. Whatever he did was betir. Okay, good. Now it's there. What's the rabbi doing? He's praying, please, don't let it not crack, so I can get the barrel. Like he said, if this breaks, the goy takes the barrel down and catches the wine. Then he's not going to get paid. So he's specific to you more. He's the hene. So Gemara says, "Dematne ba'adayu." He made a deal with him. What's the deal? Even if it cracks, I get the barrel. So you don't care what happens. The he told us, I get the barrel regardless. I'm giving you the ferry ride, I get the barrel. So therefore, you don't care, let it crack. Let it break. I'm getting the barrel regardless. No. The Jew, okay, the rabbi is selling wine. The rabbi has a barrel, the rabbi has wine. The goy comes to him, customer, with a flask. The flask had the liyay nesek on the bottom.
So the rabbi would empty his barrel into the flask of the goy. The custom was the goy keeps the barrel as well. The buyer keeps that barrel now.
Right.
When you buy the wine, the empty barrel belongs to the goy.
Every
he finished. He emptied. I don't know the last guy. The guy bought six flasks. He bought six flasks to fill.
Right.
He bought the whole barrel. He emptied the barrel into six flasks.
Okay?
There was Yayin Isaac on the bottom. There's some other thing on the bottom. When he's pouring Be'etir. I'm not pouring Be'etir. Okay, no problem. Then the rabbi tells him, listen, the goy says, okay, please give me my six flasks. Thank you very much. Give me my barrel, please. So rabbi, you know what, listen, I'll take you. I have a ferry. I'll take you over the river. And the goy, oh, you do that for me, I'll give you the barrel. You'll keep the barrel.
Right.
The beauty wants to keep the barrel. Put more wine in the rabbi. So he said, what do you mean? It's a sur. What's a sur? Because he don't want the goy's flasks to break. Because if the goy's flask breaks, then the goy's going to need the barrel to catch the wine. Oh, so he wants the yayin esek. What's the kibbutz asur? So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't care. He made a deal with the goy. I get the barrel regardless. I take you over the river. I don't care what happens. It's your problem. The big breaks, deal with it yourself. I get the barrel regardless. Okay, so if he gets the barrel regardless, I don't give the breaks. So the Gemara says, iname, or another answer to alleviate this problem, the maite pris deke bahadayhu, that the buyers bought their own empty barrels with them, which means, in case it breaks, they had other barrels. So they didn't need his barrel. So he just let it break. So they have insurance. They brought empty barrels anyway in the event. So the rabbi doesn't give him, he'll get his barrel regardless. Oh, the Gemara has one more question. That's the problem. Okay, forget about that. Bottom line now, you're transporting our Yayin Isik. Okay, well, you figured out. Okay, interrupt the kiyumo. Okay, fine. But bottom of this is Yayin Isik, and you're working for Yayin Isik to ferry him over the water for a payment.
What's payment? The guy, not the wine. What payment?
The barrel. You're working.
We said no.
You're working for Yayin Isik. How could you work for the Yayin Isik? How could you ferry the guy over the thing? You're working for the Avodah Zarah. The Katarah is Shosim and Achabi Yayin Shali Sud.
For the guy, Rabbi, and
when? Forget about the money. The money he's getting regardless, let's say. But you're not allowed to work for Yayin Isik. You're not allowed to work for Yisud. So Gemara says, two answers. Da amar le mabarzaya mi'ikara. He told the, it seems that Rav Ika was the foreman of the ferry, of the dock.
He didn't own the ferry boat.
He didn't own the ferry boat, but he was the manager of the ferries. So therefore, he told the ferry guy from the beginning, when you see this guy, the customers, my customer made a deal with them. When you see my customers, give them a ferry ride over there. So he didn't take it. He didn't do it himself. We thought he was riding the boat. He got on the boat, the rabbi, he took him over the water. Oh, he's working. He didn't work anything. He knew the ferry guys. So he told the ferry owner, listen, when you see my customers, give them a courtesy. Take them over the... So he's not toleya. He's not toleya in the item. Dibur. Second answer. In the mid din kite be kitre. Even better. The first answer is he negotiated with the ferryman. Beforehand. When you see these guys, give them eyes. The second answer is no. He put on the wires, he put a special string that when the ferry people would see the string, they would know that this is a customer and take him across. Well, same answer, right? So it's not the same answer. What's the make a halakha between the answers over? He says the fitin would say it was even Rav Ika distanced himself even further.
You have to say nothing.
Right. Which means, in the first case, he showed the ferry guy, when you see these customers, take them over. Second, he didn't say nothing. He put a siman. Right? Well, the guy gives you the ticket, exactly. So therefore, he was more distancing himself. But basically, the answer is, he didn't drive him across the river himself. It was done by others, and therefore, he's getting paid the barrel regardless. So therefore, he's not toreyach b'yayin nesek. Eno rotze b'kiyumo. No chpatno b'kiyumo. And therefore, the barrel that he got was... and the pouring itself is no issue to pour. Because it doesn't become a suit. Okay, matnitin. B'yayin nesek shenafal al gabe anavim. Okay, now we have new subjects. Yain nesech fell on grapes. So you want to eat the grapes. How do you eat the grapes? Yadihan. Ve'en mutarot. Just clean the grapes. The wine doesn't go through the grapes. Just clean them. Wash them off. The grapes are mutar. V'imayu mebuka'ot asurot. But if they were opened, it was cracked, so then the wine seeps through the grapes, so then it's asur. Nafal al gabet te'enim, figs, al gabet te'marim, dates. Im yesh ben benoten ta'am, if the yayin nesech gives a ta'am, gives a flavor, enough of it falls in where it gives a flavor where you can taste it, asur. Why? Because te'enim and te'marim are soft, and therefore they absorb the wine. Umaaseb baitos bin zonan shevi grogrot bisvina. As a story, where he brought dried figs on a boat. Vinishtabera havit shel yayin nesech, and the barrel of yayin nesech broke. Vinafal al gabehem, and fell on them. Veshal lachachamim v'tirum. They asked the rabbis. They said mutar. We just said if it falls on figs, it's asur. Now you tell me a story, and you tell me mutar. So we have to see exactly what that is. Zaklal is the rule. Kol shebehanaato benoten ta'am asur. Kol she'en behanaato benoten ta'am mutar. So any item that's behanaato, if you eat it, you'll have a ta'am. You taste the isur, so then already it's asur. But if there's no ta'am and it falls in, so it was mutar. Again, so any time you have a hana'ah from the ta'am, it's asur. You don't have a hana'ah from the ta'am, it's mutar. So the Mishnah concludes and says, Kigon, chometz shenafal al yedei girisin, or al gabei girisin. That's vinegar that fell on girisin. Girisin is, purim. Purim is like beans. So I guess vinegar that falls on the beans, it's pagum, it's not pagum. It doesn't give a ta'am. You don't taste the ta'am. You don't have the ta'am. It's pagum. And therefore, it's mutar. It's not a good ta'am. Gemara begins. Ma'asir istor. You're bringing me a story to contradict? Why? Because you started off telling me what? Yishbem benoten ta'am asurot. And then you tell me, you know, you had the Baitos ben Zonan brought these figs on the boat, and the rabbi said, mutar. You just told me if it's not ten ta'am, it's asur, and you tell me mutar? So you bring your ma'aseh in the store? Hasuleh mechsera v'achi ketani. What I says, the Mishnah is missing words. This is what he's supposed to say it. Im noten ta'am levgam hu mutar. That if the item, the wine, let's say, gives a ta'am pegam, gives a bad taste into the item, then it's mutar. U'ma'aseh nameh. We have a story. That by toz ben zonan she yamevi grogot besfina, v'neshtabera chavit shel yayin nesek v'nafal gabbehem, u'ba ma'aseh nachamim v'tirum. I bring you the ayah. There's a story of Baitos ben Zonan. He brought these figs on the boat. The wine fell on them. The rabbi said, mutar. Why? Because it wasn't benoten ta'am. So let's bring a ayah to the story. Tera lecha. Very good. Which means, regular figs, if the wine falls on them, it gives it a good ta'am. Dried figs, grogrot, that were on the boat, doesn't give it a good ta'am. So there's a haluk in the Mishnah between regular te'enim and grogrot. Therefore, in the story of the boat, the rabbis were matir. Because the wine that fell on it was pogemotam. Okay. Kadeh dechiteh. What's that? Look, some have the word kri. We have what? We have kri. Kri dechiteh. Okay, that's a pile of wheat. Then I fell on the yayin nesech. Oh, a barrel of yayin nesech fell on the pile of wheat. What do we do? Sharia Rava Lezabune Le Ovde Kochavim. Rava was matir to sell it to goyim. Meaning, for some reason, asur lechol. Can't eat the wheat. But you could benefit from it. What's the sevara of Rava? Well, the Gemara is going to say, the wine goes into the wheat. So it's nevla. So then if it's nevla, so then the chaurah should be asur even to benefit from it. So the Gemara, the rabbi is going to say what? That the yain is pogim. The yain is pogim, the wheat. Eventually. But in the beginning, it's not pogim. In the beginning, when the wine falls on the wheat, it's lesheva. It gives it, it enhances it. And then later on, it becomes pagum. Now here he says, asur gam behana'ah. מכל מקום מתיר אבל למכור את החיטים עובר קוראים מצלעי שימכור אותם בדמי החיטים בלבד. You are only allowed to sell it for the חיטים שבו. You cannot sell it for the חיטים and the יין שבו. You can't benefit monetarily from the יין שבו. ולא ייטול מעקום כסף עבור היין הבלוע. וכפי שמסיקה גמרא שמקרשת עליו יין נסך ביין של היתר. So you sell the יין minus the... Minus that. Well, in the beginning, right now, is no ten tam l'sheva.
So it's not immediate that it becomes pogim.
Right. In the immediate, it's no ten tam l'sheva. That's why it was oseret b'shtiya, but it was matir b'hana'a chutz medemeh hayayin neshech shebo. Okay. Eti ve'rava b'liva el rava. So he asked a question to Rava based on what he just said. Beget shavad bokelayim. You have a garment. Chaknez Zasur. They wove, or they weaved in the garment that was wool, a string of pishtan. But they lost it. They don't know where the where the string is. Somewhere in the garment, they don't know where it is. They remove it. Harez Elohim Kedena Oved Kuchavim. You can't sell the garment to a goy. Why not? Because he's going to resell it to a Jew. Velo Yasin Amarda'at Lahamor. Nor can you make it a saddle for your donkey. Why? Even though you're allowed to use a saddle of sharpness for a donkey, that's not considered wearing an item. Problem is, we're worried that one day you might take from the saddle and use it as a patch for your clothes. So therefore, you can't make it from a saddle from your donkey. Okay. But you can make it shrouds for the dead people. Because since the shrouds of a dead person becomes asur b'hana'a, we're not worried that one day somebody might, the living might come to use the clothes of a dead person. So Gemara continues. The Oved Kuchavim might ta'amalo. What's the reason why you can't sell this garment to Oved Kuchavim? Dilma atul lezabune l'Israel. Because he might come to sell it to Israel. Hakaname atul lezabune l'Israel. So therefore, in this case over here also with Rava, that you told me, well, I could sell these figs to the goyim. You don't have yayin in them. Why don't you suspect that maybe the goy is going to resell them to Israel. Then you're going to have a problem. Just like you had a situation with the Shabnez. So Yamana says, Hadar, okay, so he, then later he retracted, Shadar limitkinu vilimifinu vilizeboninu leovdeku kavim shelo b'fnei Israel. Oh, so what did he do? This was the case of the wheat, right? The wheat that the wine fell in. So at the end, the rabbi said, okay, this is what you're allowed. You can't just sell it to the goyim. Grind it into flour, make it into bread, bake the bread, and sell it to the goyim, not in front of the Israel. Why is that going to stop it from coming to us? No, because we don't buy bread from the goyim. So therefore he told them, bake it into a loaf of bread, not where any Jews are seeing that you're baking it. Bake it privately. Sell the goy the loaf of bread. Nobody will buy that loaf from the goy thinking that he baked it. It's batakum. So therefore we're not worried about a resale in that case. Because nobody's going to buy bread. Now, in the place where they're lenient to buy batakum would be a sunnah to do this as well. assuming it's in a place within Mahmir and Patakum, so then already this is the way to get around that problem. Tenan, we're not to the Mishnah. Yayin nisik shnafal al gabe anavim. If yayin nisik fell on the grapes, what do you do? Yadichain ve mutarot. Clean them. Rinse them and then mutarot. The ima yume bukaot asurot. Ah, but if there's cracks in them, then the asurot. Why? Because the wine goes inside. Can it end good? So Gemara says, me bukaot in. Only if they're cracked, it's asur. Shem bukaot, lo. So therefore, by the case of the wheat, why did Rava ose the wheat? The wheat is whole. From the Mishnah, it's mashma, only if there's cracks in it, where it could seep in. But the wheat doesn't have cracks, the chaura. So why did he say that the wheat is going to be asur? Amar, Rapapa, shani chite. Uil v'agav tzirayu, Kimbukaot Damyan. They have cracks. They have cracks. On the length of the wheat, there's a crack. And therefore, the wine indeed seeps in. That's why Rava was all said.
Baruch Adam, amen, ve amen.